call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, February 6, 2017, 9:05 a.m. Nobody signed up for public comments, so commission remarks. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443730 through 443801, warrant 6695 through 6698, and there are no journal entries or transfers.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting and executive session minutes for January 30th, 2017.
I move to approve the previous executive session minutes and the previous minutes of January 30th, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Regional Sewer Intergovernmental Funding Agreements and Amendment to Intergovernmental Funding Agreements Approval Requests.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Taney County Regional Sewer District has submitted three intergovernmental funding agreement requests and one amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement request for commission review and approval. The intergovernmental funding agreements in which the Regional Sewer District is requesting approval of are as follows. Number one, non-project specific capital improvements. This agreement's in the amount of $934,896.18. This funding agreement will cover costs related to sewer utility system improvements, legal fees, and sewer district employee salary and benefit cost reimbursements as they relate to capital improvement projects. Number two, Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, Phase 2, in the amount of $5,200,000. This funding agreement will cover the cost to extend sewer service to approximately 100 connections in the town of Power Site area and eliminate as many septic systems. This extension will connect to the completed Phase 1 project infrastructure. Number three, Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvements Project. This agreement's in the amount of $100,000. This funding agreement will provide funding of the steps necessary to complete and oversee the engineering, permitting, land acquisition, and legal services for the Big Bear Sewer Project, and construction of needed capital improvement upgrades to the Big Bear Resort Wastewater Treatment Facility. The total amount requested through these funding agreements is $6,234,896.18. The amendment to intergovernmental funding agreement is for the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. It's a time extension and funding amount increase request. The Regional Sewer District in Taney County originally entered into this funding agreement approved by the County Commission on January 25, 2016. The project was to be completed by December 31, 2017. Due to unforeseen delays, the project was not completed by December 31, 2017, that should say. The Regional Sewer District is requesting that the original completion date for this project be extended to December 31, 2019. The original funding amount of this agreement was $600,000 to cover the cost of engineering, permitting, land acquisition, legal services, and bidding. The Regional Sewer District now requests to add construction services to this funding agreement and increase the funding agreement amount to $5.6 million. The documents have been approved by the Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees and were signed by the Board Chairman, Nathan Easley, on January 11th. 2017. The county attorney has reviewed and approved each document as to form.
That was on the power side of phase two?
That's correct.
Yes.
That first one, the capital improvements, non-specific, have we done that in the past?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this pretty much what you already sent to us in the budget?
Yes.
Now you're just requesting the funds to actually pass through?
That's correct.
So this isn't anything in addition to what you guys have already budgeted?
No.
The power site phase one, is that completed?
It's ongoing. It's the construction that you see on 76, and it'll be completed this summer.
Is that where it's going to cover 240 homes in
yes.
Valley View? And
yes, that phase one will connect 240 homes. And the second phase, which is what we're requesting funding for today, is approximately 100 homes in the town of Power Site.
I noticed it looked like they were showing progress now as
yes.
you start to cover.
Yes.
Do they not hook up until it's totally completed? This is a speak out of, for knowledge.
Not necessarily. They do have to wait to make connections until certain pieces of infrastructure are completed, the sewer mains and some of the lift stations. And so we're actually, maybe this week, make our first connection of the mobile home park from the Phase 1 project to Summit Ridge.
On Summit Ridge. Mm-hmm. Valley View, is it already hooked up?
And no, it'll be later on.
Later?
Yes.
Thank you.
You want these in three separate motions or just... The way it's presented to us is in one sheet.
I believe
sheet.
In the past that they've made one motion.
I think so, approving, approving the agreements as presented.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreements by and between Taney County and the Regional Sewer District for non-project specific capital improvements, Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, and the Big Bear Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project as presented.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then we had the addendum to the governmental agreement also.
Move to approve. Is that where they extended
the time frame
to December 31st, 2019?
And the funding for construction on that project as well.
The funding, I think, was in that first paper that I read. Because it gave a total of $6 million and change.
That's just the three funding agreements.
Right.
So, yes.
This is just approving the extension.
Extension
and
amount.
And the funding amount from $600,000 to $5.6 million. Because the construction was added to the funding. The original funding agreement was just for engineering.
Okay. The Power Site North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Projects at $5,200,000.
Yes, correct.
So we need another $5,600,000 on top of that?
For the Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Improvement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was the phase two.
To an existing agreement. Those three
that you made
a motion on are new, brand new funding agreements.
Yep. Sorry. I was thinking this was the phase two for some reason. Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Regional Sewer District. For a time extension and increase request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Field dirt agreement.
Brandy, do you want to give Ms. Wyatt a, or maybe you already have, kind of what field dirt agreements are? Or,
yeah.
Yeah, he has.
But that's okay. He may want to share it with the...
The field dirt agreements are between homeowners, landowners, and Taney County for when we're doing maintenance work in those areas. We have excess material that we have no need for. We have an agreement with individual landowners to supply them fill material as whatever they request. And Some of them I can approve up to three loads, and then anything above that the commission approves, and then we keep track of those. Sometimes they get whatever they want, and that agreement goes away, becomes null and void once they get whatever material they want. That these agreements are just when we're in that area working. So,
and there's no requirement that we have to give them.
No. It's only when we have the material available and they realize that, so it's worked out pretty well.
Make sure that's clarified. Move to approve the fielder agreement by between Taney County and Paul Lauderdale.
I second that with a comment. It's a win-win situation for both the homeowner and the county.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Successor's trustee deed under collector's third tax sale, and I'm just going to read what we've done in case somebody was following this. The successor's trustee deed under collector's third tax sale on Monday, January 23rd, I was appointed by the county commission as successor trustee in this matter in order to proceed with the sale of 280 Coronado Drive and execute successor's trustee deed under collector's third tax sale. As a matter of update, successor's trustee deed under collector's third tax sale has been signed and delivered to the recorder of deeds for recording purposes. personal property add-ons.
Good morning. The title should have been personal property add-ons that was added on in January 2017. And we're bringing these to you each month, and it's people have bought cars and stuff and adding them onto their personal property is what all these are. Things of that nature.
Would that be under this title of financial statement work session?
No.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the add-ons done through the month of January 2017. That were add-ons to, do you have numbers or just from per the list submitted, begin with number?
Do you just want to make this Exhibit A?
Exhibit A.
With today's date?
Pardon?
With today's date?
January 31st.
Would you like to make this Exhibit A with today's date?
I make this Exhibit A, of the add-ons that have done through the month of January 2017 by the assessor's office, January 1st through January 31st.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we need to actually approve them, or do we just accept them because they've already been done?
Have to approve them.
Do you need to approve them?
Yes, sir.